They worship together at the temple each day and met at homes of a Lord's Supper, shared meals with great joy, generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people. Each day the Lord added their fellowship to those who are being saved. Acts 2:46 through 47. Thank you, John and Jill, for sharing in Israel. But I'm here to pray for the Voice of the Martyrs. Qatar, we pray for the growth of the church in Qatar using the guide Acts 2:46 through 47, which I just read. In Libya, Bibles are severely restricted. We pray that Christian workers will find creative ways to share God's word. Uganda, we pray for Ugandan Christians who suffer severe persecution. Converts from Islam receive especially harsh treatment. And right now in Uganda, there are Gideons sharing the word. In Bhutan, we pray that Bhutanese Christians will have greater access to Bibles and Christian resources. In Vietnam, we pray that the light of the gospel will dispel the lies of communion and the bondage to animism in Vietnam. In Russia, the government restricts evangelism. We pray that Christians will maintain a faithful and courageous witness. In Guinea, we pray that the advance of radical Islam in Guinea will be halted. In Malaysia, we pray that Muslim Malaysians will become curious about Christ and seek the...
Hello, this is JC from Texas, and I wanted to share another word of encouragement from the devotional, Worry Less, Pray More, by Donna Maltese. In Psalm chapter 34, verse 4, it says, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. When you're weighed down by anxiety, God is ready to meet you more than halfway. All you need to do is cry out to Him. Tell Him everything that's on your mind, all your fears, worries, and troubles. Never hide your feelings from Him. Although God knows what you're fearing and worrying about and all the troubles in your midst, He wants you to voice them, to unload them upon Him, to get them out of your system. Once you do, God will rescue you and fill you with His peace. His angels will set up a protective circle around you until you are able to rise up again in strength. Don't neglect the privilege and benefit of prayer. It's a lifesaver. Here's what's happening, Lord. Save me. God bless you, Dab family. I love you.
Every day we have to struggle. Every day there's toil and trouble. Sometimes it feels like we're caught up in a giant bubble that's threatening to erupt and burst like the pimples on a teenager's face, leaving us covered with regret, anger, shame, and disgrace. Because we should have known better. We were warned in God's word. And it's nobody's fault but our own when we don't apply what we heard. Because the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. And sometimes He has to discipline us with His chastening rod. But still we're not consumed. And hopefully we learn from our mistakes. Just like Curtis Blow used to sing, these are the breaks. My faith is getting stronger day by day. Confidently knowing that God will make a way. But I remember a time when I thought I was firmly in control. Only to find out later that I was playing a hand that I really needed to fold. Stubbornly persistent against a wall that was consistently resistant, constantly throwing bricks, kicking against the pricks, until eventually I came to the realization that I had no win and my troubles had no end. And finally, in surrender, I fell to my knees and asked the Lord to help me, please. And there on my knees, God taught me how to stand. There on my knees, I became a man. And even though happily ever after might not now be, happily ever after is a place that I can definitely now see. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning, Dab family. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, today is Saturday, February 14th, and we're going to add verses 7 and 8 today. So we're going to read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8 today. Those are our love verses. Okay, here we go. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Father, I pray today, on a day in which love is celebrated in our culture, that your Daily Audio Bible family would feel loved by you and love those around them. Amen.
Good morning. I want to say a quick prayer. One for the woman that called in that lost her mother a day before Mother's Day, sounds like a year ago, and is still grieving pretty hard. Lord, we just lift her up. We ask that you get open her eyes to see the blessing that her mother was in her life, and that great grieving is a sign as a result of great love that has nowhere to go. And just feel blessed that she had a mother like that. But we understand that a loss is never easy. And so we just help, we ask that you help her grieve well. We ask that you help her cope healthily and not develop any bad habits to kind of find quick relief. And also for the woman that called in, that I think her name was Leah, that is experiencing a lot of stress at work and is on anxiety and depression medication, but is kind of no longer working, or she's becoming inoculated to it. But we just ask that your spirit would fall upon her and then break the chains of the spirit of anxiety and the spirit of depression and the spirit of stress, and that you would just bless her, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, y'all. I just got through listening to some of the community prayers, and I heard God's Life speaker responding to Beloved in Bakersfield's prayer. And I think what's so beautiful about this app is when one of you brings up a prayer that someone else has already prayed, I wind up praying for that first prayer, and then I'm praying over you, God's Life speaker, for your 26-year-old son. I slip myself into that category, and the thousands of other people that have called in for their wayward children. The percentages of the prayer requests on this line of the different categories is amazing. How many people are hurting and how many people are desperate, like like our desperate running to Jesus calls herself, we are all desperate for a move of God in our children's lives. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would hear our cries, that you would keep our children alive until you save them, just like you saved us. I pray, Father, that you would give us hearts of tender mercies, kindness that leads our children to repentance, not by what we say, but the way we act and the way they see us treat other people. Oh God, it's so much better to watch a sermon than it is to hear one. So be blessed in Jesus' name as you trust in the Lord with all your heart. He's going to do it. I believe it with all my heart in Jesus' name.
Good morning. It is early Sunday morning, February 15th here in the Middle East. This is Alan on Mission. And I just wanted to ask for prayer. We have been in the States for the birth of our granddaughter, which was beautiful. But now that we're back, we are jet lagging, and my wife especially has her days and nights mixed up. The sleep schedule is crazy, and our Arabic classes resume tomorrow. So please pray for us to get back on schedule, to be able to focus and function, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Brian and Jill. It's so cool to think that you're just a stone's throw away from us there at the Jordan River, and that that you guys are in our neighborhood. So God bless you guys, and safe travels.
Good morning. This is Dr. Mack from Alexandria, Virginia. I'm going to call myself now Apple of His Eye. And this prayer is for Elise, who just joined our community and lost her mom a year ago, 24-year-old Elise. My heart goes out to you, Elise. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. Welcome to our community. Thank you for joining us. Heavenly Father, we come before you now with heavy hearts, lifting up your daughter Elise as she walks through this deep pain and the loss of her mom. Lord, we thank you that you are close to the brokenhearted. You promised to comfort those who mourn. I pray that you would wrap Elise in your arms of peace, that you would sense your presence, O Lord, even in the darkness, Lord. We pray that you would give her the strength she needs every day. As your word says, come to me, all ye who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. We pray this morning that you would restore Elise's hope and help her to see that even in this loss, you're working things, all things together for her good. Romans 8:28. May Elise feel the love of this community because we love her. And may your peace guard her heart in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, community. And thank you, Brian and Jill, for the wonderful work you're doing. Thank you for sharing with us what you're going through now in Israel. It is such a joy to hear you every day. God bless you and keep you safe. I return you back safely.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible, His Girl Warrior. It is Sunday, February the 15th, and today's love verses are 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14, which read, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. Father, I pray that our Daily Audio Bible family, the knee benders, that we would do everything in our life in love so that it would point to you and honor you, that we would be strong and courageous. Father, you can help us do that. And let's see, guys, on this Sunday for humanity, wherever you attend church, IRL, in real life, encourage your pastor and his wife and just pray for them, pray for the protection of their marriage and their home, and maybe give them a note of gratitude. Just like I love hearing all of the people thank God for Brian and Jill, and definitely be praying for them. They definitely pastor us and love on us through the sharing of the word daily, Red Fresh Daily. And for creation, make a, if you're up for it, make a pine cone bird feeder. I just love knowing that everybody who tends to the birds gets to participate in that scripture in Matthew that says he even takes care of the birds of the field. And every time I see the birdies at my feeders and all around my backyard, I'm just reminded of him and his love and care. Anyway, love you guys, big bunches. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is Kathy from Kentucky. Wanted you to give an update on my prayer request. My niece, Farah, her cancer has improved and the tumors are shrinking after several rounds of chemo. And also my cousin, Lisa, her cancer has improved. My nephew, Charlie, please keep praying for him, for his mental illness and his addiction. But I think he's on the right path. So thank you, everybody. Kathy from Kentucky. Improvement in cancer in my niece, Farah, and my cousin, Lisa. And for my nephew, Charlie, I think they're doing okay. Thank you.
Self and filling up with thee. Wanting and feeling the need to be free. Fear, pain, and sadness cascade through my brain, wondering if the years I've lived have all been in vain. What do I have to show for all that I've done? It's hard to admit, but there's nowhere to run. The truth is the light, and it's clear now to see that my life was a failure until you rescued me. I was failing as a father, I was failing as a man, I was failing in every way, Father, until you took my hand. My parents were aging so fast it seemed unreal, and all I could think of was the hurt they must feel. They brought me up right, they taught me your way, but even on my very best day, my heart still would stray. It led me to lust, it led me to greed, and all kinds of dark passions that I tried not to feed. But the heart is deceptive, and I'm selfish at best. Ego, the world, and pride did the rest. So I went looking for answers, and I knew they were in you. I know you don't lie, God, all your ways are true. There was danger behind me, there was danger ahead, there was danger at night when I was just sleeping in bed. But I trusted and believed that you would see me through, that my strength you would replenish and every day you'd renew. Help me, Father, to look up and not down, steadfast and confident, to smile and not frown. And though I don't know what tomorrow may bring, help me not worry about it, because you control everything. The things that I now desire, give me patience to wait and know that it's all good, to love and not hate. Your spirit, your word, your mercy, and your son are all that I need to get the job done. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's...
Hey, this is Beloved in Texas, and I'm calling in for Leah from Detroit, who's dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety. And yes, I will be praying for you, but you did also ask if anyone had any tips. And this sounds very rudimentary, but it works. Every time you have one of those horrible thoughts, either the downward spiral or the anxiety spiral, you're going to stop that thought in its tracks and you're going to replace it with something that the word says is true. So, you know, oh my gosh, this situation is going to be horrible, and it starts that anxiety spiral. We're going to stop that and we're going to say, no, the Lord works all things for my good and his glory, and I believe that. And you may end up having to do that, like when you start out, I mean, you've got to do that like every couple seconds, it feels like, but it's, your brain is going to be trained into more positive pathways, and I can't think of a more positive pathway than the Word of God. So again, every time one of those thoughts comes in, stop it in its tracks, replace it with something true from the Word, and just keep moving. It's going to feel like you're having to do it all the time, but it has helped me so very much. So again, I'm praying for you. Love you.
Hello, Bible family. This is Verna from Gainesville, Florida. This morning I was listening to community prayer, and a lady said that she needed prayer for her right shoulder. I injured my right shoulder in September, and after a few months trying to compensate for it and let it rest and pray and hope it got better, it wasn't getting better. So then I decided I better get some therapy. I got this therapy called Shockwave, which was not that difficult at all. And I just needed 6 treatments, 1 a week. And then my shoulder was better, and I just needed to strengthen my shoulder after that. So that's evidently a fairly new type of therapy for injuries. And I recommend trying that, but let's pray for healing. Lord Jesus, I lift up this lady to you, and I pray that you would give her wisdom about how best to take care of her shoulder, whether she needs therapy or not. I pray that you would touch and heal her, and that her shoulder would get better each day. And if she needs therapy, I pray that you help her to find the wherewithal to get that. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our healer, and you help us and you guide us in every one of our troubles. Thank you for your love and your care, and that we can depend on you every day. And we ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a praise report out there and a prayer request. One of my praise reports was Amy from Troutdale, Oregon. I've heard your prayers for me and other people. I know you guys have been praying for me. I just wanted to say thank y'all, and I appreciate it so much. It's totally awesome. I'm wonderful. So Sean Tharpe has gotten a job. He has gotten a job somewhere, so that's a good thing. John Clemens, though, still needs to get to know Jesus. He has not come back to my Every Man a Warrior class. I haven't seen him since then. And there's another person that we need to pray for, that she get to know Jesus. And this is one of my guys, one of my brothers that's going through the class with me. His name is Daryl, I believe. He's got a sister. Her name is Holinda. It's like Holland with an A on the end of it. She does not know Jesus, God and Jesus. She just had her husband pass away a year ago, and so she's distraught from that and just doesn't want to hear anything about Jesus and God. The other one is Harland. He's another person that doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in Jesus, and he actually did time. He did some time in prison. And the third person is Dwan. This is another one of the guy's brothers. His name is Dwan. And he doesn't believe in God, but he used to believe in God. He was straight up a real live believer. He believed in God, believed in Jesus, and all that. But he has fallen away. I think what happened to him is he got extremely...
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, a.k.a. Great to Be Free in Jesus. I'm calling in today to ask you to pray for a young man who's 22 years old. His name is Demetrius. He attempted suicide yesterday. I'm asking for prayer that he will be okay. Right now he's in the hospital and he's in ICU, and the doctor said that they don't think they can remove the bullet or he'll be paralyzed. So I don't know if he's a Christian or not. So I'm asking for prayer for him. And I really appreciate all your prayers. And I'm still praying for all of you every day, and especially your families and your children and your grandchildren and your entire family. I just wanted to let you guys know that, and that I love you, and I'm still listening every day and praying along with you. I love you, my wonderful DAB family. God bless you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 2 Corinthians 4:7-10. Father God, we lift up to you today Evie in Texas and her daughters Madeline and Mackenzie. And although they feel like fragile clay right now, these strong and amazing daughters of yours have the beautiful light of Jesus shining in their hearts. Father, may they believe that they have a great power within themselves to get through this first trial. They will be pressed, perplexed, knocked down, and will suffer through this. But because of you, they will not be crushed, driven to despair, or destroyed, because you, God, will never abandon them. Through this suffering, their bodies are sharing in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be seen, and they will celebrate in everlasting glory with you in heaven. We thank you for these things and ask them in Jesus' name. Love you, Evie. Although it's late, and the trial might be over, let us know how you guys are doing.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I heard my sister call in from Oregon, calling in for a gentleman by the name of Joel, who was currently in a mental hold, it sounded like, and was really struggling, does not yet know Jesus. So let's bring him before the throne of grace. Hi, King of Heaven, we come before you this beautiful sunny, I shouldn't say sunny, but it's still beautiful, Sunday morning. God, thank you for your presence in our lives, for your faithfulness, Father. Lord, we bring before you this man, Joel, who doesn't know you yet, Jesus, but you are, or he is walking through some major life moments right now, God, that are trying and are scary. And Lord, we just pray that he would see how you are showing up for him, that you would show up for him, God, and that he would see it. You would give him a brand new way of seeing things. Give him new eyes to see how you are working and moving in his circumstances. Lord, I pray that he would take one step in faith towards you, and then another, and then another, and that he would see how you are present and working and moving, and how you love him so, so deeply, so, so dearly. Lord, remove any blinders, remove any veils that have been placed upon him by darkness. God, bring light into his life, bring light into his heart, into his mind. And God, that he would encounter and experience you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I just wanted to respond to a prayer request. A gentleman called in for his friend T. I think he said he was a childhood friend, but hasn't really been close in his adult years. But we want to just lift up T. So Lord, we pray for T. We pray that your spirit just start to minister to him right now. That the blood of Jesus would cover him, and whatever's going on in his life, whatever mistakes he's made, whatever things have happened to him, whatever things are in his control and out of his control, we just pray that you renew his foundation, you make him a tree planted firmly by the waters of life, and begin the slow process of bearing fruit. And just in his struggles, reshaping his perspective and telos and goal to one of maybe fixing his life or focusing on asking for healing or restoration, just allow him to recenter and worship you and praise you and give you thanks, Lord, and make all that stuff secondary. And so we just lift him up. Again, we pray for encouragement and persistence and consistency and strength to just continue to seek a renewing of his heart and soul and mind through a relationship with you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Proverbs 12:19-22. Father God, we lift up to you today Montequa and this legal situation that was sparked through lies. Your word tells us that lies will be exposed, deceit is of evil plots, and Father, that you hate lying lips. We pray that all these lies being spread about Montequa will fall on deaf ears in that courtroom, and that the truth will prevail. We pray that no harm will befall Montequa and her loved ones, and that, Lord God, you will give them peace and confidence as they fight for the goodness you have given them. Father, we pray for this other woman. May she repent and give up her earthly ways. May she find salvation in Jesus. Father, bless Montequa's marriage. May it prosper, and may they live to serve you. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Montequa. Let us know how you're doing.
Good afternoon, DAB family. I'm listening to C, so I almost said DABC, but my mom listens to the regular DAB, and I just wanted to lift her up in prayer. She is currently in surgery. She had fractured her hip. She's 83, and her name is Vonda. She is very sweet. She has shown me unconditional love and what it means to be loving as a mother and as a friend and as a person to those around her. Just pray that her surgery goes well and that God would, hand would be with the surgeons, and that she would recover quickly, and that she would continue to be a blessing to those around her through her kindness and her gentleness. I thank you for her life, Father. I thank you for giving her to me as a mom, and I just give you all praise and glory for all you've done, Lord, in our lives and all you will do, Father. May your will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Dear family, if you could pray for my family on my dad's side, I would greatly appreciate and covet your prayers. I have a cousin who just recently had her son commit suicide. There was some goings on in his life. He recently lost his job. He had a family to take care of. And, of course, we don't know all of the whole entire details, but my cousin is obviously distraught over this, and he leaves behind children and a wife. And so, if you could pray for that side of the family, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Kneebenders, for all your prayers.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, on this day dedicated to love, we thank you for being the ultimate source of every heartbeat and every selfish act. We ask that you would fill our own hearts to overflowing, so that we have a surplus of grace to give those closest to us. Grant us the wisdom to show your Valentine's Day light through patience and kindness, looking for ways to serve our family and friends without expecting anything in return. Help us to see the lonely and the brokenhearted today, reaching out with compassion that reflects your own heart. May our relationships be strengthened by your presence, anchored in a love that is more than just a feeling, but a commitment to the good of others. We dedicate this day to honoring you through the way we love one another, trusting that your light will shine through every small gesture of affection. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Verlin from Alberta, and it's February 15th. And I just was listening to prayers, and I wanted to thank Daniel Johnson Jr. for his contribution and say that I did pray for you, but I thank you for it. The reminder it was to all of us for these things that we turn to. And so I just calling in to thank you for that. I haven't called in for a long time, but you guys have a good day.
Hello, this is JC from Texas, and I wanted to share another word of encouragement from the devotional Worry Less, Pray More by Donna Maltese. Listening has almost become a lost art among humans, but there's one person who will always pay attention to what you have to say. God, a supernatural, all-powerful Father who actually bends down to listen to what you, His child, is saying. In Psalms 116, verses 1 and 2, it says, I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because He bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Fix firmly in your mind that image of God bending down to you. See yourself as the child who so desperately needs their father to hear all their worries and woes. Why like a child? Because the Lord protects those of childlike faith. When you put all your trust in Father God, when you tell Him that you believe in Him and are deeply troubled, you'll come away free from fretting and your soul will be at rest again. Lord, I want the soul rest that only You can supply. Listen. God bless you, Dab family. I love you.
Hello, fellow Dabbers. I want to share this with you all, and especially Ryan. I heard your prayer request on the community prayer line of February 7th. I have prayed for you and will continue to do so. But think about this. 1. If you have prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. 2. Because of Jesus, you are righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 3. Remember that we did not and cannot do anything to deserve God's love. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 4. You will always be tempted, but you need to believe what the Bible says about you. Remind yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Also, that sin can no longer have power over you. Romans 6:6, for we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Make a conscious decision each moment to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. My go-to verse is Philippians 4, 7, and 8. In conclusion, my friends, fill your minds with those things that are good and deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. God bless you, Randolph from Toronto.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Columbus, Ohio. I wanted to pray for Alex, soldier for God in Missouri, and you wanted us to pray for your friend, T, in Pennsylvania. So, God, you heard the prayer request before we even received the message. I thank you for being faithful and kind. I thank you for looking out for us when we don't even have the good sense to look out for ourselves, to pray, to honor and glorify your name, God. First, I ask that you be with Alex, that you will increase his prayer life, that you will increase the time that he spends with you to where it becomes second nature, that he prays about everything. He prays about going to the store to get groceries. He prays about brushing his teeth. He prays about brushing his hair. He puts you first so that it will spill over. So as he's praying for tea, God, he can be in tune with you and know exactly what to pray for, because he hears the Holy Spirit whisper in his ear, giving him every play by play. This is what I want you to pray for. And it will spill over into his prayer life. And that those near him will see the change in his life, and that he will grow stronger, and that T will grow stronger. God, gird them up on every leaning side, for the devil is not going to let them just go into this easy. Encourage their hearts to keep pushing when things get hard, knowing that every good and perfect gift comes from God, and that you're going to bless them because you said it in your word, for the good of them who love the Lord. God bless you both, and I put you on my prayer list.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in February 15th to pray for our children. Each priest who served in the tabernacle and later in the temple wore an ephod, which was likely a long, sleeveless apron or vest with two straps that went over his shoulders. Two semi-precious stones mounted on the shoulder straps were inscribed with 12 names, the names of the tribes of Israel. Attached to the front of the ephod was a chest plate with 12 precious stones mounted on it, one for each tribe of Israel, signifying that these people were precious to God. So in a sense, when the priest entered into the presence of God in the tabernacle's most holy place, he carried God's people on his shoulders and close to his heart. If you were an Israelite in those days, when you saw the name of your tribe on the high priest's breastplate, you could be sure that he carried out his work before God on your behalf. As believers under the new covenant, we have an even better priest who shoulders our burdens and keeps our concerns close to God's heart. He has entered into an even better sanctuary, the heavenly sanctuary, and this is good news for us as parents. We do not bear the full load of the needs of our children. We simply can't. And it is not just our hearts that are touched by our children's needs and concerns. In Christ, our children have a great high priest who bears their burdens and keeps their interests close to his heart. Father, we need Jesus. We need Jesus as our great high priest to intercede for us in your holy presence. We need Jesus to intervene in what would otherwise be a hopeless situation. We need an advocate who asks you to treat us and our children not as we deserve, but as he deserves. I love you, family.
Hello, my sweet siblings. It's Minita from Illinois. I'm heartbroken. I was praying for a nephew of mine that was lost for many years, and I had hope that we would find him. And today I heard news from one of his brothers that they found him dead. He was dead in a van for like about 3 weeks. His body was decomposed, and it's just really sad because I had hope. I was praying that he would show up. Please keep the family in your prayers. Thank you. I love you guys. A big hug.
Oh, Holy Spirit, and our Father God, Most High, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. We come before you and lift up prayer requests from this past week's prayer and encouragement line. For Laquita has asked us to pray for Brenda, who needs her finances, wisdom, and direction, Lord. And we ask you to enlighten her, Lord, with everything that she needs to move forward through what we see as a desperate situation. For the mail at timestamp 1046, who has two co-workers on the fire department, one who is suffering through adultery and one with miscarriages. Their names are Trey and Marcus, and we lift those names up to you, Father God. We are asking, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to move through these situations and give comfort that only you can. For Tammy that is suffering with a miscarriage, Lord, we ask you to heal her body and comfort her and Rebecca, the bus driver who is sick. She's in a home that is obviously making her sick, Lord. So we ask you to expedite this move for this place that she's found. Give her favor, Lord. And step into this situation and just make everything flow quickly for her. For Marissa in Ohio, for her sister Kelsey with the Crohn's disease, and the student Lila and her dad with cancer, Lord, we are asking you to heal them, Father God, and command these diseases to be healed, Lord, because we know that you are our great physician. And for the female at timestamp 4209, for the family that is suffering, they need health, and her shoulder needs healed.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Columbus, Ohio. I want to pray for Elise. She says she's new to the Dab family. God, thank you for Elise. Thank you for all the newcomers that found this prayer line, that found a place where they can get the Bible, understand the Bible, and find community and know that people are praying for them. I ask that you encourage Elise to stand on your word when it seems like nothing is going right, when her heart is just beating so hard and she don't know her left from her right, but she has to put one foot in front of the other. God, I ask that you send your angels to just steady her. Send prayer warriors around her to encourage her, to help lift her up, hold the load with her. Encourage her heart, however that might be, just taking her out for something to eat, getting coffee, just sitting with her. God, give her something to do with her life now that she has no one to take care of. Send someone to just take care of her. Bless the job opportunities, insurance, everything that needs to be taken care of from the loss of her mom, God. But most importantly, I pray that her faith in you grows and that it does not dim. You are still kind. You are still faithful. You are still loving and you are still in control. God bless you, my friend.
Hello, this is Minita from Illinois. Just wanted to tell Sparky that we love you and we're praying for you. We are your siblings in Christ. Father God, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you visit Sparky, that you embrace him with your loving arms, Father, and touch his mind, his soul, his heart. Touch him, Father. He needs your touch. I pray that you cover him with the blood of Jesus. He needs you more than ever, Father. We know you care for him. You love him so much. And we love him too, dear God. Thank you for your mercies upon us, dear God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our brother. Yeah. In Jesus' name, Lord, we do pray for him, Father, with all our hearts and our love for him, your God, grows more and more. He's not forgotten. Please see him. Put your eyes on him, your God. Visit him. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayers. Sparky, stay strong. I love you. A big hug. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Miracle Child asking for prayers for my sponsor. She lost her mom just a few days ago. If you could please pray for her for safe travels to Arizona and for comfort during this time of grief, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, DAB family. Love you guys a lot. Bye.
Heavenly Father, today is the February 16th, Heavenly Father, and I just saw a news broadcast, Heavenly Father. I'm not sure if I'm a day behind or what, but Father Jesus, I pray for Israel, Heavenly Father. We pray for Israel, Heavenly Father. They are your people, Heavenly Father, and we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, for protection from the bombs, Heavenly Father, from Iran, Heavenly Father. And watch over Jill and the crew that's all over there, Heavenly Father, the people that are there visiting, Heavenly Father. I'm not sure where the missiles are going, Heavenly Father. You know, Heavenly Father, and I pray your hand would be down upon Israel, Heavenly Father, covering all of Israel, Heavenly Father, every inch of it, Heavenly Father. That is your land, Heavenly Father. Those are your people, Heavenly Father. And Father Jesus, we just pray for them, Heavenly Father, for protection, safety, comfort, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, Heavenly Father. We pray that for the government, Heavenly Father. And the IDF soldiers, Heavenly Father, they're protecting them, and American soldiers, Heavenly Father, that are out on the off the shores, Heavenly Father, protecting them, Heavenly Father. Father Jesus, just be with this land, be with these people, Heavenly Father. Father Jesus, be with them, Heavenly Father. Hold them tight, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. This is Tammy, formerly of Bakersfield, California, now in Golden Dale, Washington.
Hey, my beautiful Dab family. It is Sparky. I once again wanted to get on and say thank you so much. I've been listening to your prayers this week, and they've been such an inspiration. I wanted to kind of touch base with you guys. I had gone home and spoke to my wife after I had called out like that and almost apologized for reaching out on here, you know, of letting my frustration out. And she had told me that was probably the best place to do it, and she was glad I did. It's been 2 weeks that God has removed that from me, and it's a slow, slippery slope. I've had chemical dependency my whole life. Some of it worse than others. A lot of, when I was younger, the drug game was in my life, and I had even gone to rehab a few times over it. And the alcohol, it's a slippery, demonic thing that just crept in there. And I thought it was fixing things, but it was making things a lot worse. And here's how cool God is. I'm over a multi-billion dollar project right now, and I've never had to deal with anything like that, to handle that stress. And I knew that I was going to run this or fix things. And that morning after I called, I walked in, and my boss had offered me some help, so I wasn't struggling so hard. And that's God. Thank y'all.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. How you y'all doing? This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's February 16th, 2026, and I'm getting better. I've been taking strong antibiotics, steroid, and some allergy medicine. I'm also applied for a apartment over in Wixom, Michigan. So I'll be a little closer to my job if they approve me. So can you pray for me that God will open doors that man cannot shut and heal me of whatever is in my system? But I think I'm feeling a lot better. But I felt like I had pneumonia or something. And like the week before that, I was having trouble breathing. I couldn't breathe through my nose. It's like I was like, feel like I was gonna stop breathing. And I found out that air pollution is high where I live, like in the area, eastern part of Michigan. I found out the air quality is low. And I don't know, cause Canada is not far from where I live, and I don't know if they still have fires over there, but they said it's because of the snow melting, and the, you know how the steam comes off the snow mountain. So they said there's pollution in the snow. So I'm not sure what's going on, but I just want prayer that God heals me and that he opens the door on the application if that's where I should live. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible fam. It is Monday, February 16th, 2026, His Girl Warrior, and today's love verses are 1 John 4, 7, and 8. Feel free to sing along the little chorus that goes with these, but I'm going to read them because I have not been gifted with the talent of singing, but I would do it. But this goes all over the world, and I want you guys to love these verses. Anyway, 1 John 4, 7, and 8 reads, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Father, we bring ourselves before you. We bend our knees and before your sovereign throne. Jesus, thank you for making a way for us to come before the Father. Thank you for tearing the veil and opening our way into having an audience with the Father, the creator of all the universe, the maker of everything. And Jesus, you are in and through, and everything was made for you. And thank you for letting us come and talk to you and share our hearts with you. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would comfort and bring joy and protect all of the Daily Audio Bible family. Jesus, we love you. Amen. Okay, guys, see you later. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Esther 5:2. Father God, we lift up to you today Micah, too blessed to be stressed, and the conclusion of his child support case. Just as King Xerxes granted Esther favor in his court by extending his golden scepter, we pray that you give your favor to Micah so that he is successful in closing this child support order. Father, we pray that nothing stands between Micah and the conclusion of his file, but more importantly, we pray for the relationship he has with his son. May these two sons of yours reconcile their differences, bond, and grow in faith with one another. May they be a living testimony of how you work within relationships. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Micah. Let us know how it went.
Hey, DAB. This is Heather of Pikes Peak, Bowie, Texas. And I wanted to reach out to my two Texas brothers. Cowboy, honey, your accent is just fine. There's nothing wrong with the way you talk. I have quite the accent here in Colorado, coming from Texas, and everybody teases me. But the Lord made my vocal cords, so I am very thankful. And Sparky, oh my goodness, brother. You just impressed me so much by getting rid of the booze, getting away from the alcohol, even if it's just been a couple of days. Brother, keep it up. And we will keep you accountable. And so will God. God will keep you accountable. And he will strengthen you. So Heavenly Father, I pray for strength on both of my brothers. Supernatural strength that you give them. And you give them peace over their lives, over everything that's happening with them. You know, no weapons formed against them will prosper. You promise this, and you will make it happen. And junk to treasure, my sister. You broke my heart with your heater going out and everything. Oh, my sister, I'm praying for you. I know that things, God lets things pass through. I don't know how to explain what's happening to you, but Heavenly Father, please, 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 please strengthen my sister. Give her supernatural strength. Give her heat, Lord. as it's going to be very cold. Give her heat that she needs to survive. I pray that you help her with her finances, a gift, something, Lord, to get that heat pump or just a new heater that she needs so desperately. I'm lifting you up, sister. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Don in Texas. This community is full of prayer warriors. I love to pray along with each and every one of you. I can hear your heart. I can almost see your lovely soul. Thank you so much for these wonderful prayers. I'm now seeking prayer for my wife, Barbara Ann. She fell and broke her hip 2 weeks ago and is in a skilled nursing facility. But according to the doctor, it's a long, long process. I know that God can heal her, and I'm seeking your wonderful prayers for a quick healing of Barbara's broken hip. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
We come before you, God. Your word says in Ezekiel 48:35 that you are the God who is there. And we are asking, Lord, for this situation with Sherry in Florida, for her son. Let him have a complete attitude repair, Lord. Extend mercy to this family and move your Holy Spirit through this situation. The daughter is scared, Lord, and we are asking for peace. We are asking for stubborn hearts to be softened, Lord, so that repair can happen with this family. For the male at timestamp 11509, who is going to remain anonymous, that's in Canada. Father God, you know him intimately. And Jane Truth also with this cat. She is going to move, Lord, and we ask that that you take care of this cat being removed from this home. And let it go into loving, caring home, Lord, because we know that you care about your animals. You created all of them, Lord. So take care of this one. The Shield of Faith has asked for prayers for Tom's family. He passed away in his sleep, Lord, and Allison and Beatrice are left to deal with their grief and all that goes along with this, Lord. So we're asking, Lord, for you to demonstrate your power and help them, and for redeem for the co-worker with blood clots and complications. Lord, you are the healer. You hear our prayers. You hear the petitions, and we lift this up to you to resolve the situation. Command those blood clots to dissolve and take care of all the complications and heal him fully in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Hello, Dappers. This is Kay from Ohio. KSD, I heard you today. I think it was on the 14th. It was good to hear your voice. You pop up in my prayers. I'm praying for you and Lady of Victory. I'm praying for all those who have suffered loss, and you try to figure out how to deal with today. And then the next day, you get up and the same thing is there. God, I ask that you lift the heaviness, but only so it leads to you. Comfort their hearts when they're pouring out to you, when tears are leaking out of their eyes and they don't want to go on, but they know they have to. And they know that trouble doesn't last always. They know the joy is coming. It's just not there yet, God. So comfort their hearts. Bless them. Let them know that you see them and that you hear them, and put people around them that can come and shoulder the burden with them, who can rejoice with them, who can mourn with them, and not try to solve anything, but everything will point back to you, God.
so that we can glorify your name. You are worthy of it all, even in death. You are worthy of it all. Thank you for sending your son to die for our sins, so that we can have a right to a tree of life and have something to look forward to. Thank you, great God. In Jesus' name, we're going to count it done, and we say thank you for it all. Amen.
Sweet, precious Lord, we lift up to the throne of grace the prayer request from Elise. She is struggling at the loss of her mother, and Leah in Michigan is suffering from anxiety and stress on her job. And Soldier of God is called in from Missouri for his friend T, who has made mistakes and just so much brokenness going on. Lord, we ask that you minister to each one of these precious children of yours, and that you will show them that you are standing with them in the midst of these trials. Be their banner. Undergird them through each of these situations. Let them never take their eyes off of you, Father. Let the Holy Spirit pour out to them a message that you would have them to know. Father, restore and mend and repair. Take away the anxiety. You said in your word that you are close to the brokenhearted. And Lord, there is so much anxiety and brokenness that we hear. Lord, and we are asking for you to be the balm of Gilead for each of them. And we wait to hear of the testimony from your mighty hand moving for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in February 16th to pray over our children. The scripture verse today was Proverbs 9:13-18. Throughout the book of Proverbs, the father points out to the son that there are two ways or paths open to him, that he will have to choose one or the other. One path is the way of wisdom, which leads to life in its fullest sense. God is calling out to walk this way and is with those who take this path. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Chapter 2, verses 7-8. Those who follow this path find it straight and secure and are led to a blessed life. The other path is the way of folly. Folly, too, calls out to all. This path is called dark, chapter 2, verse 13, and crooked, chapter 2, verse 15. Its dangers include evil people who take pleasure in doing wrong and in hidden snares that may appear good but ultimately bring harm. Most significant, however, is the path's destination, death and destruction. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in its end, it is the way to death. Chapter 14, verse 12. When our children are small, we take hold of their hands to cross the street. As they grow, we teach them the skills to reach an agreed-upon destination. But as they mature, they begin making choices for themselves about the way they will take. And oh, we want them to choose the right path. Lord, how we sometimes wish we could keep making choices for our children. We want our children to walk in your way. We want our children to recognize the voice of folly with its false promises of pleasure that bring only pain. Help us to trust the power of your voice to call our children to walk in your ways.
Hi, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels, and it is February 14th, calling in to pray for our sister Leah, who called in regarding her anxiety and feeling really close to a nervous breakdown. It just seems like her situation's very dire, and that we should pray for her fervently. Let us lift her up to our Lord and our God Almighty, that they may intercede on her behalf. Father God, we lift up our sister Leah to you. Lord God, you are holy and righteous and just. Your mercy endureth forever, Father God. And we know that you are good. You are a good God who hears our prayers, and that you move heaven and earth to help us, Father God. So we lift up our sister Leah to you, Lord God. You know her situation. She's in a job that's very stressful, and she has a lot of anxiety, and it's just getting worse. And so we just pray that you move, that you change something, Lord God, whether it's the circumstances in her job, the type of job, the people there, the job duty, that you would do something, Lord God, that would change the dynamic there, Lord God, and that you would help also get her a good team of doctors to address why her medication isn't working either, and that altogether the solution would be there, Father God, and that she would truly trust in Jesus, and she would know that as she's trusting in you, you are working out everything good for those who you love, who are called according to your name. We pray that she'll just seek ways to peacefully quiet her mind, reading your word, just praying and meditating and having quiet time to relax her brain, even in the height of those moments when she feels very anxious, Lord God. Please help her, Lord God. We are asking and praying, and that she would have a good group of friends and family as well that could also help her in her time of need. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask and pray. Amen.
Hey, Brian, this is Spark. I wanted to reach out and tell you today, on the 17th, man, that word was so fantastic. I don't think that I've ever naturally put those pieces together. And by saying that, let me clarify. So, having grown up in a Church of Christ setting, now non-denominational, and I'm one of those, I think it matters not. But, however, we grew up a very harsh, very stern family. The traditions, the rules, the regulations, no instruments, no dancing. It's different. Everybody has a different preference, and that is completely okay. However, I have never really put the pieces together, knowing the Old Testament like I do, and the New Testament on the subject of sacrifice. And I want to thank you for that, piecing that together for me. Help me make that a lot more realistic and sacrificing for a sin. So, I wanted to tell you thank you. I was on my way to work this morning. I was just like, it was kind of like a light bulb went off spiritually. But yeah, amazing take on it. And you guys have a safe trip, and I will see you soon.
We come before you, Holy God. You are the Most High. And we lift up the prayer request of Cowboy. His son is getting out, needs a place to go. The youngest one has so many dynamics to deal with, Lord, with witchcraft and everything else. We ask, Lord, that you send your Holy Spirit so strong into that family that Satan's influences will be removed from their life, that they will bow before you and accept you as their God, not these false gods. And Cowboy said that he would like for his wife to know that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. And we ask for just that, Father God. And how miraculous is it that the very next caller after his was from our precious, fearfully and wonderfully made. That is confirmation that God has heard us, and we are with exuberant expectation looking forward to the day that she testifies exactly that, that she knows in her knower that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. For Evie in Texas, Lord, for Mackenzie and Madeline who are facing this jury trial, Father God, you are Jehovah Ezer, and you are on the side of the oppressed, Father God. This heinous crime has happened, Lord, and we ask for your heavenly sentinels to be in that courtroom so that the people that could lie and cover up the truth will be so terrified like the Roman soldiers at the tomb, so that they will not dare speak falsehoods and that they will convey the truth with their own mouth, Father God, and bring peace to these young women. Allow them to the scars to be healed emotionally.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio.
Following the pillar, you called to pray for Sparky, and God said to pray for you. So God, you know him by name. You know where he lives. You know where he works. You know what he's going through right now as he listens to this prayer. Gird him up on every leaning side, God. Bless his business adventures. Bless his business ventures. Bless his business insurance. Bless his boss. Bless those who are up under them, those who walk side by side with him. Encourage his heart so that he can be a blessing to others. Encourage him when there's times that he doesn't want to speak out because he doesn't know how people are going to respond, that he will speak in truth and in love. Oh God, in return, can you encourage his heart? Those things that he doesn't say out loud and no one knows but you. That he will find peace in knowing that doing the will of God will bring you everlasting life and peace in your heart. Let him know all he has to do is plant the seed. You can water it. Just to do what you called him to do. Nothing more, nothing less. God bless you, my brother.
Hello, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. I hope y'all are doing well. I know it's been forever since I've called in. It's just been a whirlwind of a start to 2026, but I hope everyone is doing well. My family we're doing the best we can. You know, we lost my great grandmother mid-January, and so that was obviously hard. But you know, we're just keep on trucking. And my mom's got a couple appointments here in the next couple weeks for her cancer stuff. Both a couple doctor appointments in Columbus and then Houston, I believe, is March 10th and 11th. So that'll be where she has her scans and meets with the folks at MD Anderson. So, you know, we're onward and upward. Hopefully, and prayerfully, all goes well in Houston and all goes well in Columbus. But yeah, I'm just trying to push through this job, and you know, I feel like I'm just always running on empty. I'm just always exhausted with this job, but I know that God will open a door when he's ready to. And you know, it's really hard for me to stay content in this job because of how exhausting it is. But I also know that he needs people like me in the service industry and, you know, working with people, you know, checking them in, checking them out of hotels. And I know that he needs more kingdom-minded people in that field. And so, you know, it's an honor to be that person. It's just really hard on my body, but that's okay. You know, so we're just pushing through, and I hope y'all are doing well, and I'll call back with more later, because of course I'm running out of time. But if I didn't tell you guys, I do have a cat now. So if you guys ever hear meowing or any of that, I've got Miss Pixie here now. But I'm out of time.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I lift up Abdul. Lord, he was found unresponsive, and it's hard for this aunt to know what to do. She's far away. She wants to lift up her sister and her nephew, Abdul. Lord, I pray that you will just allow the doctors to know what is wrong with him. I pray, Lord, that whatever it is will be found out and discovered, that the hidden things become known. Lord, I just thank you that we want him to live a long, wonderful life. And we thank you, Lord, for just your many blessings of giving us family members and people we care about that we can lift up to you in prayer. I pray right now for this young man. Lord, help him to revive. Help him to just become healthy again. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee. I may ramble here a minute. So my daughter R in Washington is now 34 weeks pregnant. We were kind of hoping that she would be back here in Tennessee when she has the baby. She and her husband and her kids they're just all alone in Washington State. There's really no one to help them. And they continue to have, you know, problems relationally. Just please pray. Please pray that the children will be okay, that the birth will be okay. I just don't know if I can go this time. Lots of reasons. Oh, Lord, please help my daughter. Please help this situation. Lord, allow her to be able to come home. It can be any moment that they can release her from the Navy. But they just aren't. And it's really hard, just with all of our kids. It's really hard to be far away, to not know what to do. You know, we're here as support, but we are not running their lives and we're not in them. And we just are praying for them. Praying for her. Praying for them. Alright, well just help me to pray for them. I love you guys. Thank you.
Good morning, my sweet dabbers. It is February 17th, and I am calling to come beside and lift up a gentleman by the name of Abdul. His aunt called in, and you touch my heart. Everybody touches my heart, and I pray for all of you. So I just want to say a prayer. I just want to go to the Father, and I want to cry out, Abba Father, and lift this young man up. I don't know. I'm assuming he's young. And his mother up, and his family members, and his aunt, just up to your throne of mercy and grace. Father God, we pray for complete healing. We pray for restoration, Father. We pray for peace and comfort, Father. We pray for a miracle, Father, with this young man, Father. And we know that you can do it. And just from all of my dabbers, it means so much to me every time you call in and share your stories with us, your testimonies, your encouragements, your grief, your sorrow. I learn from you. I pray for you. And I love you all, and you've made such an impact on my life. God bless you, and have a blessed day.
Dear Father God, this is February 18th, 2026, and this is Rebecca from Michigan. I'm praying for Daniel Johnson Jr. to find his new job, that God will open a door that man cannot shut. I'm praying about my apartment situation that keeps sending back my application, saying they want me to send an income verification that I keep sending to them. I guess they don't accept what I sent to them. And I always pray that God, if it's your will for us to be at a certain place, that you will open the door. But if it's not God's will, that you will close that door, because God knows what's best for us all, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray for everybody that needs a job, everybody that needs a healing in their body, everybody needs a place to live besides the one they have. If they need a new car or a car repair, which I need some car repair because my engine light's on, but it's not blinking. But I pray for that too, Lord Jesus, that I can get my car fixed and get some new tires for it. And that I have enough money at Discount Tires to get some new tires. I think they're like $400 and under. So, Father God, I pray for that too. I pray for our provisions, that you provide our needs. You feed the birds and you clothe the flowers. And you say in the Bible that we're more precious than either one of us. So if you care about your creations, you create about us too. That you created in your images, in your image. In the name of Jesus, I pray you provide Daniel Johnson Jr. with a new job better than the one he has. In the name of Jesus, create him a job. Amen.
Mighty God, we come before you as our Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Our DAP community needs peace, Lord. Michelle in Denver, ask for prayers for daughter Megan, who has lost her job and is facing stress. You know this whole situation, Lord. And we're asking for you to swing wide the doors of opportunity for her. Just orchestrate the situation that there is an employer that's searching for her. For KSD, Lord, and all of those who are suffering in our community because of many different kinds of loss. We take up space on the floor and we sit with KSD and all the others who are grieving for the loss of life, grieving for marriages that are split up, grieving for children who have walked away, Lord. We call them back, Lord. We call them to you. Lead them all, Father God, to your saving grace, Lord. Take the scales off of the eyes of those who've walked away. Plow up their stubborn hearts, Lord. And take captive, Lord, their minds and souls, Lord, that they may see you as their peace and as the one who heals. God's life speaker called in for the 10-year-old Andy, who is going through chemo. Lord, we ask that your blood be given, touch the blood of the blood that's given to this child, that it is invigorated, that is extra special, full of special compounds and energy for this child, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory for it all. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Thank you for being the God who heals and who gives us peace. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray. I think you said Rhea from Michigan. And you're seeing you're having a lot of stress in your job since the new year. And you're about to lose it. Panic attacks. And can I tell you, man, you are doing something right. Because the devil's trying to keep you from getting to what God has for you. Does it make it easier? But you are doing something right. You are irritating the devil. He doesn't want you to succeed. My God. So God, I ask that you stand up in her. Send the people to stand with her and for her. I pray that you have a church family. If not, you need somebody to stand and pray for you in your face and hold you up. You need an accountability partner to pray. Someone that you can hear quickly. And to plead the blood of Jesus over you. I'm asking you need to anoint your house, anoint your car, anoint your job. Be intentional about your prayer times. Be intentional about your praise and worship before you go to work, on your way to work. And then check with your job. Check with the insurance. Go to your doctor and get time off. It's in there. To get the time for, this is your mental. Take the time that you need to be better. God bless you.
Candace from Oregon by way of San Antonio at the moment. Jane Truth from Nebraska, I am rejoicing with you. Oh, very excited to hear about you getting housing in such a timely way. And Lord, please make sure that Mia finds someone else and somewhere else to live. And that this is not a stumbling block in any way. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Jane like this. We rejoice with her. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Lord, we praise and thank you for everything that you're doing in the DAB family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, I'm calling in to pray for Widespread Jesus in Omaha, Nebraska. He's been married for just about 3 years now, and he's been having infertility issues, and so I want to lift him up to God in front of this whole community, Lord. It is very, very trying and difficult to do something that should work and is important and dear to you, and just it not work. And being able to trust you with that is hard, but that's what we need in this circumstance. So I pray that Widespread Jesus and his wife would just lean into you, and you would give them the tools and where this they need to wait on you. And I pray that you would bless their waiting and give them as many kids as they desire, and bless them in a full household. Lord, just like you blessed Samuel's mom, Hannah, and you blessed Sarah. So I pray that you would bless this family as well. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Holy God, we come before your presence, Lord. And we're lifting these prayer requests to the throne of grace. For the man at time stamp 30657, his friend's marriage is in shambles. They are suffering from church hurt, and CNT needs an intervention. Lord, we ask you to step into this situation, intervene, Father God. Do a mighty work so that they can testify that the God that this man serves has lifted them up and healed their marriage, Lord, so they can testify to your power. For the female at timestamp 31803 who's got dogs missing, Lord, you created these animals. You love them, or you would not have created them. And you know that animals give people so much comfort. And we're asking that these dogs be unharmed, and that whoever has them returns them, or someone will see them and take them back to this woman. You just take care of the situation, Father God, and we give you the praise and the glory that they will absolutely be thrilled when they see this owner of theirs again. And for Soaring on Eagle's Wings, who is distraught over the shooting, Father God, in this school, we ask, Lord, that the words that she has spoken, that in tragedies, that is when people see that they need something more. And Father God, you are more than anything else on this earth that we can receive. And we're asking for you to go in and take care of these grieving families, Father God, that have lost children. And take care of the teachers that have had to suffer the loss of their students. And for Garrett, who is suffering with the alcohol and illnesses and had a rough week, let him be reminded what Sparky is going through. Slap the alcohol out of their hands every time. Whisper to them, Lord, every time they are
knees upon the floor from Florida. This is God's Life Speaker. It is the 17th of February, but I am listening to Community Prayers January 24th, the last 22 minutes you came on, and you had another letter, and I don't think it's the Christmas letters anymore. I think you've just begun writing letters, and it was about Hebrews 11 and how one comes to God must come believing. And you had said that you've heard some people say, I don't hear from God anymore. And I just enjoyed and could relate to the way you shared how you press in, press on, continue to seek, that God does not change. He is faithful. And that it's us that need to just say yes and amen to what his word says, like you did. And maybe it's a new season, and maybe he's looking to reach us in different ways. That was just really encouraging. I hope Those people who have called in heard you say that often a lot of the gems are in the community prayers, and they are worth listening to. Heavenly Father, thank you for Knees Upon the Floor in Florida and her openness, her willingness to express herself, be vulnerable, be intimate with you, yet allow us to see into that so that we can learn and we can grow and that we can take the path of truth. So thank you for her ministry. Would you continue to bless her here on DAB, but bless her in her community also? And we just ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for amen to prayers for Owen and his 14-year-old daughter. Amen to all the prayers for Sparky. As they said, we are holding your arms up, man. We know you're tired. Moses needed his arms held up, so that is what we were doing. And thank you for Brian and Jill, you know, leaving all your stories about your trip to Israel. My favorite one was when Brian went back to go get baptism in the river and someone pointed him out who'd been there. And he said, that's the Bible guy. So Brian, the Bible guy. I think that is great. So love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is KSD to our sister Bianca from Ohio. I literally had to take a seat because my heart skipped a beat when I heard your voice. I can't even begin to tell you how much you sound like my daughter. Whew, my goodness. My daughter Bianca has been living in a same-sex relationship for some years, and we've been estranged in our relationship, but nonetheless, I want to pray for you. Father, I come on behalf of Bianca from Ohio and her nephew Abdul, who was found unresponsive. God, we need a miracle for this young man to wake up. Will you regulate his brain and speak to his body and cause it to revive? I pray, Father, for Bianca's sister, who is, I'm so sure, distraught and out of sorts. And Lord, I'm asking that you would comfort her heart to know that you are caring and looking after her son. And we're asking that you will revive this young man, raise him up from the state that he is. Comfort Bianca's heart to know that you are caring for her nephew. And I thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Be that, please. Please, sir, be that for Abdul and the family in Jesus.
Hello, dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower, Colleen from Arizona. And I want to pray for Brenda, so help. Pray along with me. Heavenly Father, oh Jesus, her plate is so full. She's been through so much and so much disappointment and so much trials. I just ask you, God, to direct her path through these very deep, dark valleys. We know that just around the corner is the green pastures and the still waters. And I pray that you would help her to see that, God, that you would direct her path, that you would do miracles in her life that would bring her peace and joy, that you would be her God and she would be your daughter, Lord God, and that you would provide for her, give her the wisdom and discernment she needs about what to do and when to do it. We ask this all in the most precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in on behalf of a prayer request from Maranatha Matt. This was a prayer request from back in November, but I still want to pray for it because as he highlights in his request that God encourages us to ask audaciously for things from him. So Lord Maranatha, Matt's still developing, and I don't know if he's been born yet or what. Son Caleb, who was 33 weeks old at the time, had a terminal genetic disorder, and as far as I know, he could be alive. He could not be at this point, but I am asking, Lord, that you would cure him of this and help him live and keep this keep him as a part of this family. He is growing, and Lord, I pray that you would provide for this family, because I know that you care about them and you love each of them, especially Caleb, who's still developing. And God, I just implore you to please keep him alive and use him to bring light to the world. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for praying with me.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in February 17th to pray over our children. When you become aware of your guilt in any of these ways, you must confess your sin. Then you must bring to the Lord, as a penalty for your sin, a female from the flock, either a sheep or a goat. This is a sin offering with which the priest will purify you from your sin, making you right with the Lord. Leviticus 5, 5-6. The visceral and immediate nature of offering an animal sacrifice would leave a lasting impression on you and your children. It would speak of the seriousness and the cost of sin. Year after year, animal after animal, it would repeat the message that sin brings death, and that forgiveness of sin requires the shedding of blood. Of course, none of the animals offered in these sacrifices could, in themselves, take away a person's guilt or truly pay the debt for sin. But by offering these sacrifices, the people of the Old Testament demonstrated their faith in the superior, once-for-all sacrifice who was to come. Jesus was God's provision of a sacrifice sufficient to put an end to the need for the sacrifices prescribed in Leviticus. He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9:26. Lord, as we live and breathe in an atmosphere of such grace, made possible by the sacrifice of your Son, we don't want to take our sin lightly. We need your help as parents to rightly emphasize the gravity of sin and the costliness of forgiveness to our children, while also relishing the freedom from punishment provided for in the once-for-all sacrifice of Christ. I love you, family.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And it's a little bit gray where I am today, as we're expecting some snow later on in the evening into tomorrow. But I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been praying for my grandniece, Kendra. She's having to get this immunotherapy, and she has been doing so well. It's to go on for 3 months, and her mom has been taught to give it to her. And she says it hurts. She's only four. She says it hurts a little bit, but they watch a movie while it's being done, so she's able to handle it, and no side effects, praise God, so far. So thank you, family. And Sparky, I heard your praise report, and I am so happy for you. Oh, praise God. I will continue to lift you up, brother. Rebecca from Michigan, I hear you praying again for a place to live. Abba, Father. Rebecca has been asking for a while. She wants to get someplace nearer to her job where it wouldn't cost so much to drive back and forth. And at the same time, she wants to be able to reach to her parents. So a job that's in between her parents and a place to live in between her job and her parents, Lord. Financially, Father, I'm asking you that this is the year that she will experience freedom. She's such a sweet person, God. You hear her prayer. And I ask you to answer, Lord.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, February 18th, 2026. And I got approval letter from the apartment place. So now I got to have a move-in date. And I'm praying about the deposit, making sure I have enough. They said between $300 to $800 is the deposit. And then I got to sign leasing papers. And then I probably should give the apartment place a month's notice and my renter's insurance notice. And then I have to find some friends that will help me move. You think God can supply all those things for me? Yeah, God has really been good to me. So he's beyond what I imagine him to be in my life. So he's my great provider, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He will provide for us. It's amazing how God just surprises us. So I hope you all have been surprised by him lately, because I sure have been. And I know it's because of all your prayers and other people that I've been asking to pray for me. Thank you. Father God, we praise your name for all the gifts that you give us, all the provision, because you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Your grace is sufficient for us. And you, God, supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Brian from Huber Heights, asking for prayers for a friend, Facebook friend of mine that her name is Laura. She's had some serious health issues. They said she was near a stroke. Blood pressure went way up. She works a very stressful job at 59 years old. And today, her companion of many, many years, her dog, she just had to put down. And she's just devastated physically and emotionally. Please pray for Laura, that God would comfort her in this great time of grief and sorrow over her dog. And I pray that she would get a job that is not as stressful, and that God would heal her of her health issues. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your prayers, and I would ask you to continue to pray for my son Mitchell, who's presently at Summit Mental Facility in Cincinnati. Hopefully he'll get some treatment and God will open his eyes to salvation. If he's not saved, he says he's saved, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not God. And my family situations with my other children. Thank you very much for the prayers for Laura. God bless.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is February the 17th. I wanted to call and especially thank Angel in Training from Lexington, Kentucky, and so many other people who I have heard just call out my name and thank me and pray for me, and I really appreciate it. It took me a minute to actually call in. I was had to fight depression to even be able to want to kind of speak, but it's been a long haul for me since about 4 years old trying to find my place in this world, and I won't get into all the detail, but I'm still in prayer about it, been praying for years, and so I'm going to trust God. And in the meantime, he gave me this to bring me out of the depression today, and I'm just going to read it for not only myself but other ones out there that may need it. And it's Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 through 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my string instruments. And even though I don't see yet the answer to my prayer, I know God is faithful. He loves me and he'll never fail me. And I pray that not only for myself, but for all of those who need that today. Love you all out there, praying for you always. Love you, Brian and Jill, and everybody out there traveling.
What's up, Dad fam? This is Cowboy. I just wanted to come on here and share something that God laid on my heart. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this is just for all the broken people out there. The fact that he led the Beatitudes with that, our King, the one that laid his life down for us, it took our spot. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How blessed are we that we are so broken, because he didn't come to heal the healthy. He didn't come for the wealthy. He came for the sick and the broken and the poor in spirit. And I know that's a lot of us out there. And this brings us back to a very, very familiar place. We lay on our backs and we look up to the heaven, to our Creator. And our back is facing the world that we got called out of. And our face is facing nothing but the Creator. And this is what he did when he created Adam. He breathed his spirit into Adam. And when Adam took that first breath and opened his eyes, his back was to the world, but his face was to the Creator. Family, blessed, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Pray your way through it. Worship your way through it. Worship is war. Love y'all, family.
Hi, this is Rebecca from Michigan. It's February 19th, 2026. Today is my child's 40th birthday that I had 40 years ago. That's a long story, but I'll tell you about that later. But right now, I feel in my spirit that I'm supposed to pray for Daniel Johnson Jr. So that's who I'm going to pray for today. Some reason, I feel in my spirit to pray for him. So Father God, I pray for Daniel Johnson Jr. For some reason, I don't know why you are putting him in my spirit to pray for him. But God only knows what's going on in his life. And I know he's grieving for his mother. And I know that he's looking for another job. But God can make a way that where there seems to be no way. God can create jobs. I know. I've seen God bless me in ways I've never seen before. And I'm just praying that God will open up a door in Daniel Johnson Jr.'s life, that he'll open a job that he's never seen before, that God will surprise him, that God will just bless him and supernaturally. And everywhere he walks in the city, the country, any area of his life, that God would just totally bless Daniel Johnson Jr., that he will show him God's power in it all, that he will see God in the whole thing, and he will be a testimony for people. He will know that God did it for him, God's new assignment for him, God's new job for him. Let him know God did it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Bye.
Heavenly Father, we come before you asking for the mother at timestamp 34606. Her son, Daniel, is suffering with depression. Lord, we ask that you drive this out, that you grab a hold of this spirit of depression and cast it from them so that they don't have to suffer with this anymore. For Sean, who's called for his dad, who is having therapy, Lord, we ask that this therapy breaks through to total healing, and that the therapy will go well, and that he will be fully recovered. And for Cherry in Oklahoma, the friend that she's called in for, Greg, that's a veteran, He is affected in his mind because of his alcohol, Lord. We're asking for you to cleanse his body, Lord, and break down the strongholds that cause him to turn to drinking. Fearfully and Wonderful Maid has called in for her son. Lord, we're asking for this situation to bring praise and glory to your name for the mighty work that you do. Candace in Oregon has asked for Sheila. Her mom is in England. Her health is rapidly deteriorating. Father God, give the children the wisdom and discernment to know what to do, what path to follow. Anoint their minds with the exact place that you would have them in so that they can make the appropriate decision. Bring peace to Candace and to Sheila. Lord, we ask that you be in the midst of this with your holy radiance, Lord.
Hello, my name is Juan Irene. I am just coming back to the Lord of being restored back into a relationship with him. And I have been needing prayer for open job opportunities and for restoration with my family, with my wife, and also being a provider, taking care of my daughters and my wife like I should. Because in 1 Timothy verse 5, chapter 8, let me correct that. Chapter 5, verse 8. Anyone that does not provide for his household, including people that live in his household, is worse than a non-believer. So, I'm trying to keep away from that. Lord, give me open door opportunities this week, this month. For me to go to interviews and people actually look at me and see you, Lord, and give me a chance to be a man of God and work for my family and also be a provider, Lord. You know how much I love my wife. You know how much I love my kids. And I love you too, Lord. Put you first. And I put my family second. And I put myself last. So, Lord, I humbly come to you. And for anybody that is out here listening, keep me in your prayers. Stand in the gap for me as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hello, hello, Daily Audio Bible. It is a Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. And today's love verses are 1 John 4, 11 through 12. But I will start reading today at verse 7. So, 1 John 4, 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Father, we ask that your love is seen in us, that we love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, the ones nearest, the ones far away, through our giving, through our life, through our prayer support. And Father, I pray for our DAB community to love those that are not part of your kingdom yet. God, that we would seek to model this kind of love. God, thank you for loving us. Amen.
Hello, this is DR in Florida. First, I want to thank the Lord for who He is, for sending His Son Jesus to redeem us and leaving the Holy Spirit with us. I thank you, Father, for providing the Son, which brings us warmth and makes things grow, provides nourishment for our skin and bodies. Also, the rain, which helps things grow and brings water that helps sustain our bodies. I continue to lift up Brian and Jill and the team, and I'm praying for their health, multiplied and refreshing sleep, safety, and grace. Also, I would like to thank Brian and Jill for their story about the camels. When I saw one of your recent videos with the camel walking past, I laughed out loud because I can see that smirk on his lips. I will never look at a camel the same way. What is the punchline? I want to laugh too. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Abundant grace to all.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible fellow Christians and seekers and everybody in between. I just want to thank God for His message that just comes through this daily listening and reading and sharing of Scripture. It has just brought me deeper understanding. I've been listening for a few years now. Listen to the regular Daily Audio Bible and Chronological, and it's just been great. The biggest thing that I think it has helped me overcome is thinking there is a right way of doing this thing we call faith. I'm just so blessed by the diversity of approaches that we all have to this thing of God is our Lord and Jesus is our Savior. And just continue on. I love the encouragement, the personal messages that go back and forth. It's just wonderful. It's Michael from Waco. Be blessed. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Chronicles 16:8-36. Father God, we give you thanks and proclaim all of the great things you have done in Be Wise Guy's life and the lives of all of our brothers and sisters who were once incarcerated but are now free, living and honoring you. We sing to you your praises and tell everyone of all of the wonderful things you are doing in these lives. We exalt your holy name. Let the whole earth sing. Each day we proclaim the good news that you save, even from our darkest places. Great are you, O Lord. You are most worthy of this praise. O nations of the world, recognize that the Lord is glorious. Give the Lord the glory he deserves for setting these captives free, free in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters behind those walls, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Cry out, save us, O God. Gather and rescue us into your salvation so we can thank your holy name and rejoice and praise you. Praise to the Lord who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Love you, Be Wise Guy, and all of those who are listening from incarceration. We love you guys so much.
Hey, Drew from the Bay Area. Got a special request. I got a praise report I was going to call you with, but my granddaughter is in the hospital having mental issues. I think she's under attack. Everything going great for my daughter, and then all of a sudden this happens. So please pray. I just call her E. Pray for E. Drew from the Bay Area. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we enter the sacred season of Lent, we draw near to you with humble hearts and a desire for true spiritual renewal. We ask that you would help us to quiet the noise of our lives so that we may hear your voice more clearly in the wilderness. Grant us the strength to embrace this time of reflection and sacrifice, letting go of the distractions that have pulled our focus away from your love. May our fasting and our prayers not be mere rituals, but sincere expressions of our longing to walk more closely with Jesus. Transform our hearts as we contemplate the depth of your mercy and the ultimate sacrifice made on our behalf. We commit these 40 days to you, trusting that you will lead us through the shadows and into the glorious light of your resurrection. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
We come before your throne of grace, Lord, for the prayer request of Taryn in Idaho. She's undergoing cancer treatments. The family naturally is scared because of what she is going through. We ask that you bring them peace. We calm their spirits, Father God. Break the cycle of this cancer in her body, Lord. Captivate it. Cover her with your blood, Lord, that she will be made whole. She loves to sing, Lord, and we are asking for total recovery and protection for her so that she can sing praises unto your name. For the female at timestamp 42919, I couldn't understand the first name, but I think the last name was Mally. I'm not for sure, but she's going through a procedure. She's anxious. Father God, you can do anything but fail, and we're asking you to come along and sit with her, hold her hand through this procedure, and take away the anxiety, and let this root canal or whatever else she has to go through go smoothly with absolutely no pain. For Badger in Washington, his brother is suffering with backsliding from being alcohol-free for a while, Lord. We are asking you to uplift him, Lord. Undergird him. Show him that you can still be loved, even though we make mistakes, because we all do. We all sin. Dismantle the strongholds of this alcohol problem, Father God, and give him grace and mercy, and let him be uplifted and find a purpose in his life without the alcohol.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. His girl warrior. The love verses for today, I'm adding verses 13 and 14 to 1 John 4. So 1 John 4, verses 7 through 14. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, so also ought we love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Amen. Father, I pray that your Spirit would flow freely and overflow in the lives of all the dabbers today. Father, thank you that you incline your ear to your children and that you have brought unity among all believers in your family. So today, fellow dabbers, speak kindly for the humanity part of this. Speak kindly and positively about someone who is not present. That is always a very impressive reminder that we know who our Father is.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Catherine calling from Maryland. I was calling today to thank you, Brian, for your amazing words on February 17th, so quite fittingly, just before Ash Wednesday, talking about what we're reading in Leviticus with sin and what what it cost us and all the intricacies of the sacrifices. And you really just made it very, very real and applicable to our lives that it costs something, and sin leads to death in, you know, in ways sort of literally and figuratively. And I was struck by some of the things that required sacrifice. Things like not speaking up for wrongdoing or testifying against someone if you were a witness and knew they have done wrong. It's not just big sins, but any sin, anything that harms other people or fails to do good. So that's something I will be contemplating this Lenten season. I love you all, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Tammy from the Central Coast of California. You had mentioned how you can relate to my situation with my mother and her getting worse by the medicine that the doctors were giving her. You also said that this same issue caused you and your family years of grief and the destruction of your family. Sweet, sweet sister, let me just start off by saying I love you, and I appreciate you for being so open. I want to let you know that it took me many years to come around to the realization that my mom didn't choose to put us through any of those circumstances. So if you ever feel like you fell short with your kids or your husband or loved ones, just know it wasn't a choice you made. That was the sickness. And don't blame yourself or be too hard on yourself about things that can't be changed. If I got sick and I could not go into work for a day, I wouldn't be mad at myself for missing work. I would be mad that I got the sickness and that the sickness caused me to miss work, you know? So be kind to yourself. I'm sure your kids and family will come around in their own time if they have not already forgiven you. One of my deepest regrets in life is how long it took me to come to that realization myself and how long I was mad at my mom for things she couldn't control. God loves you, and He forgives all of our mistakes and mishaps and sin. He sent His one and only Son for us so that we may know Him for our eternal life. It's a true gift. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for our sweet sister, Tammy. And then just remember, family, if you feel like you're lost, unwanted, or don't fit in where you are at, if you don't feel like you fit in where you're at in life, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, fam.
Forgiven child of God, this is Dr. John from Jordan, New York, and I just want to help you with your daughter. So when she has a spirit of fear that keeps her from being able to go to school, you need to do what Jesus did, which was to cast out that spirit of fear. And so what you would do is pray over her in Jesus' holy, mighty, and victorious name. I command you, spirit of fear, spirit of anxiety, to be bound and cast away to the feet of Jesus. In this way, you can free her from this bondage of this spirit of fear. That is what Jesus did in His ministry. And we have that authority through His death and resurrection and through our acceptance of Him as our Lord and Savior. So that is something that is critical to be able to do for our children, for anyone around us, that if there is a spirit of fear that has someone in bondage, that you can free them in Jesus' name. So, use it. It is amazing. And we love you. This is Dr. John from Jordan, New York, signing off.
Hey, this is From Junk to Treasure, and I need some prayers. My family is certainly under attack. My middle child, which is my youngest daughter, Glowworm, just got out of the hospital Monday from still having extreme issues. Found out she's got a hernia, kidney stones in both kidneys, and why they didn't take care of that while she was there, I don't know. And then the next day I was in the hospital with my oldest daughter, Poncho. She was having some abnormal, extreme, excruciating pain in her neck around the surgery sites. They did a couple different CT scans and found another issue, which is not related to that neck pain, from a retinal detachment in her left eye. Now, today, my daughter, Glowworm, is taking her oldest daughter to the emergency room because her calcium and something else has dropped dangerously low again. So they're on their way up there as I speak and ask for these prayers. So if you could cover us for healing and answers, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, my knee benders in this Dab Nation.
Hi, Dab family. This is Summer and the Songbird in Nebraska. Today is February 19th, and we read about the parable of the sower today, and Brian talked about cultivating good soil. And what I kept thinking about was, you know, how do we cultivate actual soil? We compost, and compost requires death of things and light and air, and revealing all of those things. So more spiritually, confessing our sins to one another and bringing those into the light, and letting that old self die and be broken down, that God can grow us new and create new life. Just as Jesus said, that, you know, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. And he was talking about himself going to the cross for us. But we're also dead in our sin. So Lord, I ask that you would help all of us here to confess our sins, and then to go and sin no more, to no longer make a practice of those sins, but to bring those into the light and allow you to break down the old, dead, sinful person and create new life in each one of us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. Thank you that you are the cultivator of the soil of our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for Brian and Jill and the whole Dab team. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Emma and Chris to you, covered in his blood's friend, Lord God. And you know the situation with her disabilities. Lord God, we ask that you intervene in this situation, not only with her health, but also with the custody battle of her grandkids. I pray, Lord God, that you move. We don't know what the right answer is, so I pray you will move in this family, that your wisdom would be their wisdom, that they would forever lean on you and your strength and your courage to face each day, that they would walk with you in the path you have chosen for them, that they would praise you through the difficult times, through the tears of sorrow that they are going through. Lord God, be their God and help them through this very difficult situation. It's Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower, calling and praying in the blessed and most holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, just wanted to continue to pray for Evie and her daughters, Mackenzie and Madeline, as their date for court with the jury is on February 23rd. Heavenly Father, as Evie had mentioned, that they're going to have to recount all of the events. Lord, would you give them boldness and clarity to speak the truth, that it wouldn't be shameful for them, Lord, but that they could just recount it for what it was, and as a way of just putting it to rest. God, we pray that the judge and the jurors would rule favorably for them. We again pray that your hand of protection is upon all of these girls, and we do pray for their dad, that he would come to a saving relationship with you, that as all of his sins are displayed, that he would see how much in need of a savior he is, and that he would come to a saving relationship with you, and that there would be healing and restoration there. God, we just pray for Evie and her daughter Mackenzie's relationship. And we pray for Mackenzie too, Lord, that she would not be bitter or closed off to you as her Lord and Savior, but that you would heal the trauma, heal all that was robbed from her, that you would heal and repair her innocence, Lord, and that she would be seen as you see her, which is pure and holy.
Lord, we come before you with prayers and encouragement for Gina in Colorado. Her Aunt Feta is on hospice from this terrible stomach cancer, and she's unsure of her salvation, Lord. And we just ask that you go before them and give them fresh resolve. Let them know without a shadow of a doubt that she has accepted salvation's plan. Lord, speak this to them as a special message so that there is no guessing that the situation is taken care of, that salvation is for their aunt. For the female, timestamp 4:48:52. For the son, she's asking for prayers for the whole situation with her son and his wife. There's a crisis in the relationship, Lord, and we are asking that they all will see where you are greater than the crisis, that you are the one who is able to repair when nothing else on the earth seems to work, Lord. When we don't know what to say and know what to do, Lord, extend your hand of mercy in this situation, Lord, and cause repair to be done for all of them, to give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, be with Susan, Lord. Bring her peace in this situation. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. You are the Lord that sanctifies. You are our righteous banner. And we praise you for that, Lord.
Hi, family. This is God's Life Speaker. On January 31st, community prayers at time mark 2:17 in a few seconds, there was a lady who called in. You've been a longtime listener. You were molested as a child. You had then had relationships with women, but now you have a husband and four children. And you were saying that he wants to be intimate. You don't really want to be. He keeps reminding you of your past, and that he's the one that initiates. I would say invite the Holy Spirit into that. When I was younger, I had the privilege, somewhere around the age of 38, to sit and give a Bible study to a group of women who were menopausal. They were like a menopausal Bible study group. And I got to hear a lot of things. And I was uncomfortable and shocked. But one of the things they did talk about was how intercourse changes and how it's important to pray and invite the Holy Spirit into that. And another time I was on a panel with older women than myself at the time for MOPS, Moms of Preschoolers. And those moms were asking questions, how do I manage being intimate with my husband and raising these children? And there, an older lady had said, you need to pray. So I would say, invite the Holy Spirit into that and read 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and ask the Lord to change your heart and to have a great relationship with your husband the way it's meant.
Hey, everybody, this is Following the Pillar. I just wanted to call in today. I was listening to the community prayers, and I heard from Junk to Treasure call in. With so much pain in her voice. So I just wanted to lift you up, sister, to the throne room of grace. Lord God, we pray that you be with our sister from Junk to Treasure, that you would be through with her through this chaos, through this storm, through this challenge. Lord God, and we don't see the purpose. We don't see the need for this, but we know that you do. We know that you have purpose, and Lord God, that you will use all things to your good, even if we can't see it yet. So, Lord God, I just pray that you be with her, Lord God, that you provide peace in the storm, that you provide rest, and that you restore her soul, Lord God, as your word says. So we pray all of this in your holy Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Love you.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request from the woman called in from Virginia for her sister, Terry, and specifically her husband, Donald, who's had some amputations from, sounds like diabetes, and then their daughter, which she got out of the ICU for ketoacidosis. And so, Lord, we just lift up this family. We ask that you give them some reprieve, some relief from all the chaos and suffering, and that you would just show up in their life as the most clear thing that they can focus their eyes on and they can focus on is just that relationship with you, seeking you for wisdom, and then just relying on you for peace and strength to get through all of life's chaos and crazy situations. So we just lift this family up. We ask that your spirit fall on them and grant them health and just wisdom to go forward. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I am overwhelmed with grief. I'm listening to the prayer request. The request, as I've said before, of the cancer that's running rampant. The people who have called in with their children who are having mental breakdown, mental anguish. They don't know if they're coming or going, which means the parents don't know if they're coming or going. So God, I ask that you hear our prayers. I pray that you hear our hearts. Show us how to pray for our little children, our grown children, our siblings, our parents, our spouses. Show us how to pray, God, to rain down fire, to put the devil in his place, which is under our feet, God. Show us when to pray, how to pray, where to pray, and that we respond responsibly, knowing that we have all power in our hands because you have given it to us. So no thing will go untouched. No person will go untouched if we leave it in your hands, because we are praying exactly what you have asked us to pray. So God, I ask that you burn up those things that are not of our good. And give us strength, God, for those things that are your will, but won't. Death does not come easy for us, God. But if it's your will, we say thy will be done. Thank you for all that you're going to do, God. We love you.
Hey, family, the scripture verse today is Mark 3:31 through 35. When Mark writes that Mary, Jesus' mother, and his brothers were outside, he is talking about more than where they were physically. They were outsiders spiritually, and why had they come now? They were on a mission to save Jesus from his saving mission, which they found embarrassing, and it was not the last time they'd try. In John's Gospels, we read about a later time when Jesus' brothers tried to convince him to leave Galilee. Perhaps they knew about the plot stirring among the Pharisees to destroy him. Perhaps they simply wanted to shut him up. John interpreted their actions this way. Even his brothers didn't believe in him. John 7:5. But there is something here for those of us who have family members who are outside when it comes to Jesus. There is hope. So often when we despair of our children ever coming to Christ, we don't realize that we've not yet reached the end of the story. The gospel accounts are not the last time we'd see Jesus' family in Scripture. After the resurrection and on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down in power on those who gathered inside the upper room, we read, they all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. Acts 1:14. Outsiders had become insiders.
Through faith, they had become part of the true family of God. Jesus' brother James went on to become head of the church in Jerusalem and to write the epistle that bears his name. That letter begins with the self-identification, James, a slave of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, James 1:1. Lord, we are taking hold of the hope that is to be found in the transformation of Jesus' family. They went from ridiculing Jesus to embracing him, from being cynical about Jesus to describing themselves as slaves and followers of him. We believe the same power that replaced their cold hearts towards Jesus with hearts on fire for the gospel can warm the hearts of those in our family who are cold towards you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we lift our hearts in gratitude for your constant guidance in our lives. Thank you for the gentle nudges that steer us away from darkness and towards your light. We are thankful for the wisdom you impart, helping us navigate the complexities of each day. Your unseen hand has been a steady presence, offering comfort and strength in times of uncertainty. We praise you for the clarity that you bring to our decisions, illuminating the path ahead. May we always remain open to your divine direction and trust in your perfect plan. With humble spirits, we offer our deepest thanks for your unwavering love and guidance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, Deb family. My name is Kim. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening since November. I'm calling today with a heavy heart because my daughter, who's 24, has suffered from bipolar for several years. She's worked really hard to manage it, and she has just taken a huge tumble, got off her medication, and is struggling with some other co-occurring issues like an eating disorder. She is in a mental health facility right now, but due to laws, she may be released before she's in her right mind. And my prayer is just that she has a miraculous healing, that the doctors are able to get her regulated and that she can get back on track. She is a believer, and I just pray that you put a blanket of protection around her, Dab family. Just thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure. And on one of my call-ins, I had talked about missing the voices of some of our dabbers. And I had mentioned a few. And as I was praying today, a few more names came into my mind as I was doing prayer covering for our call-ins. Terry the Trucker, I miss you so much. Prisoner of Hope used to call in so regularly. I miss her voice. And of course, Tony the narrator was a frequent flyer, so to speak. And we miss his voice. We miss the input of so many of our regular people. And I just wanted to lift them up to the throne of grace, and for whatever situation that has caused them to not call in or leave the community, Lord, we call them back. We want these knee benders in our family to hear their beautiful voices, call in and pray for others, or to give insight and encouragement. Thank you, Father God, for their lives. We ask for protection and healing and provision for all of them in the sweet, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield. Just wanted to call in for Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these two beautiful daughters. We haven't heard from them in a while, but we just want to cover them in prayer. Lord, we know that you see exactly where they're at and exactly what their needs are. So, Lord, may you just be comforting, encouraging, and would Diane still be able to just listen to your word? May she be finding so much comfort in it. Would you be just giving her peace and encouragement? May you lift up her face to you, and would she just be restored by your words, Lord, your living and active words? And we pray for Jeff. Would you just bring a calm to him, whatever he is needing to navigate, Lord? Would he just find so much peace in your presence? Lord, in who you are, would he just be declaring your victories and your peace in his life? We thank you so much for this couple, for their marriage. Would you just be protecting it and providing exactly what they need today and every day? We thank you, Lord. We love you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being our wonderful Lord and Savior, for being our Father who, when we are just at the end of our rope, we can cry out and you comfort us, Lord. We pray for From Junk to Treasure. We pray as she is just at the very end of her rope with her home and the repairs that seem to just keep coming. Lord, we pray that she wouldn't lose hope. Lord, just as you revealed yourself as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, you provided every single need for your children in the wilderness. May From Junk to Treasure realize that you are the very same God who will provide all of her needs. You won't let her shoes wear out. She doesn't have to be led to despair. You will provide exactly what she needs to keep going. May she not be succumb to the lies of the enemy. May the storms that are surrounding her not cause her to start to sink, Lord, but would she call out to you, her Lord and Savior, and know that you are right there. She doesn't have to fear, Lord, that she is walking on firm ground with you. You will provide the financial needs. You will provide the people in her life to come and help her with whatever needs to be maintained or taken care of, Lord. God, we do pray that her church family would be able to support her tangibly with the needs of her home. But God, would you just lift up her countenance? May she find peace and renewed hope and encouragement that you are her beloved daughter, that you see her, you have not left her. You love her desperately, and that we can cry out time and time again, and that you hear us. Renew her hope in you, Lord. It's in your name we pray.
Hi, DAB family. This is Miracle Child calling from Fargo. I just wanted to say that I noticed that a lot of people have been calling in for prayers for those with cancer, for people with cancer and people supporting those with cancer. I just wanted to say that there is a community on Facebook specifically for dabbers where all of us gather together for prayer and support. It's called DAB Cancer Prayers and Support. I hope this is okay to share, but I just wanted to say that my friend Sharon and I created that group with the hopes of getting prayers and support for those with cancer and to show those with cancer that they are not alone. So please come join us. Right now we only have 4 people in the group, but we hope to grow the community more because, you know, cancer is pretty common these days. All right, DAB family. Love you guys. Bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. It is February 18th. And I heard Covered in His Blood call in with the saddest story about her friend Emma, who had 4 heart attacks when she went to the hospital for a partial hysterectomy. She's had 4 heart attacks, and the doctors say she's in a vegetable state, that she'll never come out of it. But we know that Jehovah Rapha can take her out of that vegetable state. And her husband, Chris, She and her husband, Chris, were going to adopt their 4 and 6-year-old granddaughters. That's definitely off the table right now. It's leaving everybody in suspense as to what to do. I can only bring Emma to the throne of grace and pray that she can be healed through a miracle. Lord, you do miracles. Make your miracle now. This is an urgent matter. And you know that. You know Emma. You know her good heart for wanting to take on her granddaughters. And you know her husband, Chris, that he should be lifted up as well, that he can handle her while she's not conscious. It's a really depressing scene, and I just can only say, Jesus, cover them with your blood, just as in his blood has asked us to cover Emma. God bless you all. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, wanting to call in for Covered in His Blood. I heard your call regarding your friend Emma, and I just wanted to come alongside you, sister, and pray with you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Emma to you. When Covered in Your Blood called, she stated that Emma was in a vegetative state. Lord, we need you to breathe upon this woman. We need you to give her new life. Lord, we need you to restore her heart, which suffered 4 heart attacks. God, may you just rewrite the areas in her broken, in her body that are broken. God, her and her husband were set to adopt their 2 grandchildren. And so again, Lord, we don't know what the situation is with that, but we know that it is in your hands and that we can trust you. But Lord, we are asking for a miracle. We're asking for this, for Emma and Emma to be raised up, to be awoken, and to for her life to be restored to her, Lord. We are asking for more time for her and for her husband to be able to raise their 2 grandchildren in a safe and loving environment. God, would you please intervene in only a way that you can and provide a miracle for this beautiful sister? It's in your name we pray.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Some people's eyes have not been opened, and ears can still not hear the good message of God, just as all of our eyes and ears were once closed. Help us remember that when we're speaking to others about your glory, God. Help us be patient and kind and understanding with others. Paul is speaking in this chapter about wisdom of the world and wisdom from God and the differences. He's asking us not to put our trust in any one person or their preaching, but to put our trust and to seek wisdom solely from God Almighty and God alone. Verse 7 says, "But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." God, we come before you asking and seeking your wisdom. Help us not to seek the wisdom from this world and the riches in it, but help us find our riches in your word and your wisdom. Help us discern what is of this world and what is your will for our lives. Help us honor you in every step that we take and every breath that we breathe. If you don't feel right in life, like you just don't fit in where you are, or you're not in the right circles, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, family. I'm praying you have a great week.